communist Chinese hellscape is the blueprint for what they plan to bring forward against us. But I wanted to be specific about where we're at and where they're going to take us with this system and how we can stop it and say no to it. You have the UN, you have the big corporate mouthpiece, the World Economic Forum.
The Chinese model is certainly a very attractive model for quite a number of countries.
For decades, they've said they want to use a viral scare, the Rockefeller documents, Operation Lockstep, the list goes on and on, to bring in a world medical ID that will really be the world ID that will have carbon controls, not just viral controls, on where you can go, what you can do. You'll have digital money by region that'll be programmable. They'll decide where you can spend it, when you can spend it, how you can spend it. They can devalue it or upvalue it whenever they want.
A Swedish company specialized in microchip implants promotes the use of their device to carry the COVID pass, saying that the chip makes the data more accessible even if a person doesn't have their phone with them. The chip implant is placed in the arm and programmed so that when the chip is read by a smartphone, it opens up a PDF file which contains a person's COVID passport. This makes it easier for different entities to check the health status of the individual.
And it's directly tied and administered to the surveillance over in live time by corporations, bureaucracies, and criminal think tanks like the ADL, who will then reward you or punish you off of your social behavior. And then they will program it and incentivize it to spend it with their companies, their businesses, their systems. The ultimate brainwashing, the ultimate gaslighting, as they announce all this tyranny, then they say, but we can't talk about it, doesn't exist, while it publicly exists. So here it is, breaking. G20 leaders issue joint declaration promoting global health passport to facilitate international travel, a world ID to buy, sell, and travel even outside your house. The social credit score, you will not leave one half foot out of your home unless you're authorized to. They've now built emergency centers all over the world under UN directives that anyone that does not submit to forced injections and lockdowns in the future will be sent to these centers. They have now admitted in Canada and in Australia, but they're also setting them up here, that and the UN is directing it again, that officially the camps aren't just for people they claim have COVID with their fake PCR test, but now it's for anybody protesting the future lockdowns as they gear up for their next big push, while saying they want amnesty from us and for us to not sue them or organize into groups that are saying no so they can sucker punch us again.
We are inundated with propaganda fabricating one engineered New World Order crisis directive after another.
Musk announced the decision after conducting an online poll. He tweeted, quote, "The people have spoken. Amnesty begins next week."
You know, the Russians are waiting for something like this. They need a propaganda campaign against the United States and against our support for Ukraine. And they're going to be all over Twitter. I guarantee this. Supporting the far right.
So I think the idea that, forget it, this is over, it isn't. We have an updated vaccine booster that we want to do, but the uptake of that is you know, less than 15%. It's somewhere between 11 and 15%. We've got to do better than that.
And as the Mockingbird media sets the bait while preening itself with million-dollar salaries.
I'm not saying all rural voters are extreme, but you just brought up rural voters that came out.
Ordinary humans continue to ask far more intriguing questions that will never be asked or answered in prime time for fear of being labeled a conspiracy theory. Massive questions like, why are animals and insects all over the world suddenly forming moving concentric circles? From sheep to turtles to turkeys, the Chinese state news outlet People's Daily posted this video from the Chinese Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. The flock of sheep had been going in circles for more than 10 days. Could it possibly be a reaction to the progress of the Higgs boson particle collider creating the God particle at CERN? Could it be that Earth's magnetic poles are shifting? Or is it phase two of Operation Lockstep, where a ramped-up 5G attacks the immune system of those that took the vaccines, sending the world's animal kingdom with varying degrees of natural magnetism into circular repetition? After witnessing this video of ants reacting to a cell phone ringing, Australian entomologist Nigel Andrew from the University of New
England... The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, August 9th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time to blow this thing, get everybody in the stuff together. Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Let's talk about today. We'll open up the phone lines at nice and early this Friday morning and get into just a little bit of everything. A little bit of everything. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I was talking to a friend about it, because we were talking about the tweet that we showed yesterday from Hillary Clinton about Tampon Tim. Sorry to start the show off like this, but it's more about Hillary. And he was suggesting, you know, she probably hates Kamala, which of course she does. And it got me thinking, there cannot be a more unhappy person than Hillary Clinton right now. Think about being Hillary Clinton at this moment. It's like we're, you know, a lot of people not happy with the direction Trump's going. A lot of people feeling like sort of a lose-lose situation with who you're voting for. But imagine being Hillary Clinton. Imagine this contest being between your arch enemy, the person who robbed you of what you believe you had earned, Donald Trump, and Kamala Harris, will make history if she's elected as the first woman president of all time. And you got to think Hillary Clinton is sitting there going, do you know how many people I had to kill? Do you know the things I see when I close my eyes? Do you know how many times I had to stand there next to Bill Clinton, smiling, while he talked about having sex with other women and getting caught for it? Do you know what I've been through to earn this? And then you've got Kamala Harris. You know, hangs out with Willie Brown for a little while and is just ushered right in. Do you know how many wars I had to start? Do you know how many my friends I had to kill to get to where I am? And you just waltz in. It is still just unbelievable to me, everything that's going on everywhere. It's so crazy. I think we can all take a little bit of solace in the fact that Hillary Clinton is the most miserable out of all of us. She has to be. And she might actually be trying to sabotage Kamala Harris a little bit, because let's be real, when you're talking about someone who's spiteful and vindictive and power hungry, God only knows what she would do to satisfy her satanic drive. So I think we can all rest easy knowing that no matter how crazy things get, none of us will ever suffer like Hillary Clinton is suffering. And it is all just unimaginable. Everything that's going on the last few days, last few weeks, last few months, whatever it is, I think I got to do another pitch meeting, because it's one of these things. You know, the first pitch meeting which is everything about COVID. There's so much to say. There's so much nonsense. And it was like, I got to just get this in a timeline. I got to just show everybody in the world how it felt to go through this as somebody who was not being led around by their nose, by the mainstream media lying all the time. It's been so absurd. I think the starting point would have to be with the cheap fakes. I think that's where everything went really crazy, because that in and of itself is truly almost unimaginable what they tried to do there. Trying to actually claim that uncut, raw, live footage of Joe Biden was AI, was fake, was altered somehow. One of the most brazen attempts at gaslighting the world has ever seen, only to have it shattered irreparably 2 weeks later when he goes on the debate. Only to have the media pretend like they had no idea. And then fast forward, you know, like a month, and Kamala Harris, who is probably the least popular politician ever, like ever. In fact, I'll have to pull up this. It was a screenshot from 2020, because I remember that she was the first to drop out. And we talk all the time about how little support she actually got during the primary. But we forget how bad it really was. And there was this poll result during the Democratic primary where everybody was in the positive except for Kamala Harris, who had like negative 8 points. Everybody else in the positive. She was despised. She was hated. She was completely out of her depth, only to be ushered in, only to take the DEI shortcut into power. But none of that even really matters. It's been the last 2 weeks and how they've been able to pull off the switcheroo between Biden and Kamala, and nobody blinks an eye. And you look at what's happening in the UK, where it's beyond Soviet, it's beyond, like, it's impossible to even understand this is happening. What's going on in Ukraine? It's like, it's mind-blowing, but then you read history, you read about the lead-up to World War I, and you read about the lead-up to World War II. And you go, okay, this is just kind of how it happens. The problem is when you read the official accounts of the lead-ups of these wars, there's always something missing. There's always an element that if you're questioning, if you're a skeptical person, you have to go, what am I missing here? Especially during World War I, where it was like, nobody wanted war. And this might be the difference between like back then and now, except for like Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill apparently very much in favor of wars all the time, constantly. It's pretty chilling seeing the way that his behavior is described in the run-up to World War I. It was like nobody in the UK in particular, right? The UK was sort of the impetus of both of the world wars in a lot of ways. And it's like the king didn't want it. The Privy Council didn't want it. The Parliament didn't want it. But then they have to bow to public pressure to go to war. And there's these accounts of the Prime Minister at the time sort of being horrified at the bloodthirstiness of the British people. And he like doesn't want to go to war, and he's avoiding war. And then there's like a pro-war march on London. There's like a million British people demanding war. And you just think, okay, we're missing something here. Who told these people war is a good idea? Who told these people that war was necessary? Nobody in the establishment thought this. Nobody in the, you know, government thought this. And obviously, it's the media. The media wanted it. And in case you don't, you know, aren't up to speed on the way the media has very deliberately shaped the course of world events over the last 200 years. It probably all got started with the Spanish War and the USS Maine, right? One of the first big false flag attacks that was almost assuredly an inside job. They pulled the boat up from where it had sunk, and the explosion was an internal explosion, but they blamed it on Spanish a Cuban explosive from the outside, like an attack on the ship. But it was an internal explosion. But it was the first time that these big, I think it was William Hearst. I don't want to throw a dead man under the bus, but it was one of these big newspaper magnates. I think it was Hearst, who would brag people and go, "How do you like our war? How do you like it?" Like in the newspaper, it'd be like, "What do you guys think of our war that we're doing? Like our newspaper's war." And they just figured out very simply that you can get an entire populace on war footing with nothing but a couple newspaper articles. You don't need evidence. You don't need facts. You really don't even need to actually stage anything. Like, and I think that's what they've learned more recently. They didn't really stage any big event before Ukraine. They didn't even try to like really make the case for what was happening there, because what was happening there is that America overthrew a duly elected president and sparked a civil war in that country. But as you read the lead up to World War I and World War II, there is just this bizarre thing where nobody wants war, nobody wants war, nobody wants war, and then everybody wants war all of the sudden. And it's just like that. They flip a switch, and suddenly everybody is fine with war and encouraging war and want war. And the same type of thing, especially in the lead up to World War I, there are always these instances where like Germany is the Kaiser Wilhelm. He's the one making decisions, and the stories about Germany are about him as a person. And in Britain, it's the cabinet, and it's Winston Churchill and Neville Chamberlain and all these names. But then like whenever but you never get a person's name in Austria. It's always just the Austrians. Then the Austrians did this. And it's like, well, who were the people making these decisions? Why do we get the individual names of French people and German people and English people? But then when it's the Austrians, it's just the Austrians do something. Just this vague sort of cloudy amalgamous collective. And you just look around at what's happening today, and it's clearly just the same thing happening again. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants war. And then the media decides to convince everybody to go to war. And that's where we're at this point. And I was even looking back at some of the stuff just from a couple years ago, or like stuff that you find out at some point early on. I wish I could remember exactly what it was. It was something I hadn't thought of in years. I don't know if I can find it here, but like as you're going down the rabbit hole, you find something out and it blows your mind. You think there's no way this is too crazy. I can't believe it's this bad. And a couple of years later, you think back to it and you think, man, I can't believe I was so shallow back then. I can't believe I thought that was as deep as the rabbit hole went. That was like a welcome sign. That was at the very entrance of the rabbit hole, it turns out. You just go deeper and deeper. And at this point, like, I don't know how it can get any crazier when you think about everything going on in the world. Think about like the really big stories. And they're almost universal, right? Because there's obviously what's happening in the UK, which is just actually getting more insane in a lot of ways as they round up systematically and throw their citizens in jail for 2 to 3 years within a day of, the riot happening, the speed at which they're acting, the way that they're literally releasing murderers. So I told you the story yesterday. And I should find the person's actual name. But there's his mother. I mean, she's furious because her son was beaten to death by two Muslim immigrants. And they're being released from prison in under 6 months because of the overcrowding. So I never thought we'd be in a situation where the UK is sentencing murderers to less than 6 months and people who yelled at police over 2 years. That's how unbalanced this all is. That's crazy. That's like unimaginable. What's happening in Israel with the revelations of the rape of prisoners and the thousands of people protesting so that can continue, with the relentless genocide that we've been seeing over 10 months. Again, you read it like there's nothing like that ahead of World War II. I mean, the things that we're seeing in Gaza were like, you know, after 4 years of relentless and brutal war, you saw some massacres that were maybe on the same level, but I mean, they just came right out with it. And then the fact that Ukraine seemed to be in an unwinnable position until we gave them fighter jets. Now apparently they're launching a counteroffensive, which of course the Russia's response is, okay, I guess we're taking the gloves off now. I guess now we can just go all in because we've been holding back this whole time. So just escalation there. Escalation in the Middle East. The attack from Iran has still not come, but they're still sending very powerful signals that that whole conflagration is about to explode. And there's another aspect to the UK riots and the, you know, what's happening in Europe. I have a proposal that I think could make everything make a lot more sense. And I think it's that minority status should only be determined from a global population. And this was another post I saw. I don't want to steal credit for this, but it put it in such a brilliant way. There's something like 3 million Welsh people. Like, there's a very small number of Welsh people. Maybe 10 million if I'm being generous. But, you know, it's not the biggest population. But if there's 3 million Welsh people and a billion Indian people, but an Indian is called a minority in Wales. Like, when I was in high school, Houston was majority white. I was technically a majority, but in most of my classes, I was the only white kid. Was I a majority there? Like, it always depends on what level you look at the population. And it just seems absurd to me that you've got these populations in places like the UK, like the Bangladeshis. And there's like 100 billion Bangladeshis in Bangladesh. But there's also 10 million of them in Britain. But they're a beleaguered minority. They're a minority in Britain. But if you zoom out a little bit, it's the white people that are the minority. We're the least populous race out of anybody else. Will we ever get minority status? In Texas, I'm not a majority anymore. White people are the absolute minority. There are more Hispanics in Texas than white people. Am I getting any minority status? Are there any minority benefits? Do all of the affirmative action programs tailored for protected classes and minorities, do they all automatically shift over once the population shifts? No, it continues. And it's very simple for them to do this rhetorically, to basically say if there's a small number of white people and they're in charge, then it's minority rule, and that's despicable and wrong. And so the white population has to be, you know, disempowered, because it's wrong to have a minority of people ruling over everybody else. But then if white people are in the minority, it's, well, we're the majority. This is democratic. We have to serve the best interests of the most amount of people. So you can just have it either way. And so, guys, you know, all this is to say, we got to just be able to see through all of the rhetoric for what's just actually happening in the world. We are like bound and gagged and strangled by the words these deceivers use. I think maybe that is the tactic I need to take, is just like, maybe we just need to stop listening to what the leftists say about anything ever and just tell the stories as they're actually happening. So I feel like the most frustrating part about doing this job and trying to set things right is that we're never going to be able to deal with all of the lies that they tell. They can just flippantly offhand say something, and it takes like an hour to explain how wrong it is and how deeply deceptive all of their language is. And so I'll just tell you what's actually going on. And it might sound crazy, but that's because this crap is crazy. Everything is completely insane. Even just like every headline, every day, there's like 100 headlines where it's just, you just wonder, how do people just see this? Like, what are people thinking about any of this stuff? Germany, Somali murderer escapes after being taken to the cinema. An extremely dangerous Somali migrant who had previously killed a man by stabbing and beheading him was inexplicably let out of a psychiatric ward for an escorted visit to the cinema on Thursday, August 8th, during which he escaped. Oh, really? Okay. The 22-year-old man, an asylum seeker from Somalia. It's even this. This is from the European Conservative, posted on InfoWars. Why do we use their language? Why do we insist on using the words that they use? He's not an asylum seeker. Like, why do we call him this? The 22-year-old man, an invader from Somalia, an enemy element, a foreigner from Somalia named Mursal Mohammed Said, was sentenced to an indefinite stay at a psychiatric hospital in 2022 after he murdered a 52-year-old fellow resident at a homeless shelter, stabbing him 111 times with a knife and then decapitating him. And they thought they figured they'd take him to the movies. They'd take him to the movies for a little while. The court ruled at the time the suspect was mentally ill, suffering from schizophrenia, and it was unclear whether he'd been able to mentally grasp the seriousness of his actions. Again, so like, you take this one story, and there's 10,000 things you can derive from this. For one, we are importing people. Battle Beagle on X put out a tweet. It was just a cropped image of a map that showed IQ levels, and it just was a part of Africa where the average IQ is under 70. Well, that's mentally retarded. That means that the Western European English common law system is not set up to deal with these people. And you see what happens when you try to apply the same corrective measures to people who can't understand what's going on, everybody else. It doesn't go well. It doesn't work.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hello, going, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet, DNA Force Plus, is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. It's just insane, everything going on. We got a bunch of videos to show you. New body cam footage. The assassination attempt against Donald Trump. A horrifying video. I don't even really want to show you. A couple of horrifying videos that I don't know if I really want to show you. But I guess we have to. Including a video of a white guy who's asleep in a laundromat, just being stabbed to death for no reason by a black guy. Maybe I'll save that for a little later in the show. Maybe I'll try to save that for at least a little bit later. Just let people wake up a little bit before scarring them with that one. But we got to see it. You got to look at it. You got to know what's going on in the world. It's a strange story. Islamist teenagers planned bloodbath at Taylor Swift concert. A 19-year-old man arrested in Vienna on Wednesday had been planning a suicide attack at a Taylor Swift concert in the Austrian capital, local police services announced on Thursday, August 8th. He's probably one of these far-right, probably one of these far-right white supremacists, the most dangerous people. He said he intended to carry out an attack using explosives and knives. His aim was to kill himself and a large number of people during the concert, either today or tomorrow. The head of the Domestic Intelligence Agency, Omar Hiwaji Perchner. The head of the Domestic Intelligence Agency of Austria, Omar Hijawi Perchner. What a name that is. Told a news conference he was referring to three concerts by U.S. pop singer that were supposed to take place in Ernst Happel Stadium on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, but were canceled due to the terror threat. Around 65,000 spectators were expected at each show, with as many as 30,000 onlookers outside. Authorities arrested the 19-year-old, an Austrian with North Macedonian roots, in the town of Ternitz, an hour's drive from Vienna. His accomplice, a 17-year-old with Turkish Croatian roots, was detained in Vienna. The former had pledged his allegiance to the Islamic State terror organization in recent weeks and began working on his attack plans in July. Oh, so this was a CIA operation. All right, we're learning that this was, in fact, a CIA operation. Perhaps a false flag. He was said to have quit his job some time ago. The latter, meanwhile, was employed a few days ago by a facility management company providing services at the venue for the concerts. He's said to be a member of the local Viennese gangs that have attacked each other in recent street battles. You know, those Viennese gangs. They organized their planned attack via encrypted messenger communication. One of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside the concert venue. Both suspects were radicalized on the internet. Omar Hiwaji Perchner said the 19-year-old was clearly radicalized in the direction of the Islamic State and thinks it's right to kill infidels. Investigators found chemical substances, detonators, and technical devices in his home, indicating concrete preparatory acts. They also discovered the Islamic State propaganda material, $21,000 in counterfeit money, and steroid-like substances. Authorities also found Islamic State and Al-Qaeda material in the home of a second suspect. Chancellor Karl Nehammer says it's a very serious threat had been combated early to prevent any tragedy. Perchner said, IS is back. Key players are receiving instructions from abroad. During the investigation, Austrian intelligence came across an Islamist network. You know how you can keep out Islamist networks of your country? This might sound crazy. Keep out the Islamists. I've now solved your problem. I've now completely solved the problem of hundreds of little girls being blown up at a Taylor Swift concert. Keep the people that do that sort of stuff out of your country. I know. Incredible. It's incredible. Let's go to this video. We don't quite have time to watch the whole thing, but we'll watch as much of it as possible. Planned Parenthood has again been caught on tape talking about selling body parts again. Again, they've been caught on tape describing the method by which they chop up, butcher, and sell like meat human beings. And this is something that we've talked for a while about. When you think about how evil and bizarre it is to want late-term abortion, like even the concept of late-term abortion, I'm pro-life. I can at least understand intellectually the idea that, like, in the first few weeks when it's still a largely formless shape, I get how mentally you can differentiate that. People who carry a living being around them and feel a baby kicking in their stomach for 6 months or more and then kill it, like, there's something really sickening about that. But that's how you get the babies to be worth more. They're worth more if they're developed to a greater stage. So when you're wondering why they would want this sickeningly evil practice available, totally unnecessary. Nobody realizes they're pregnant 6 months in. Maybe sometimes. I've heard some disgusting stories. But for the average person, you notice when your body is going through a metamorphosis because you're growing a child. You know, women's body, like, their bone structure changes. So you know you're pregnant and you're feeling a living being kicking around you for 6 months or more, and then you decide to kill it. Like, there's something really, really sick about this. But the fact is that if you want to harvest body parts, you have to let them develop first. So the reason that late-term abortion is being pushed is for exchanges just like this. Let's go down to clip number two. You are evil. Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast ran the biggest abortion clinic in the Western Hemisphere in Houston, Texas. This clinic aborted babies up to 6 months and sold them for experiments. Until the U.S. Supreme Court ruling, Dobbs v. Jackson ended Planned Parenthood's abortion practices in Texas, saving countless lives. Tram Nguyen is a vice president of abortion access and oversaw all abortion access in this Planned Parenthood. Dr. Ann Schutt Ein is the chief medical officer. She was instrumental in connecting NIH-funded practices here. Says, hi, I'm a technician for Biomax.
Missy and I have been talking to them about tissue collection.
Our tissue and see if it's cool enough for you.
We have a lot of it.
Okay.
See?
Okay, so more for me to keep me busy, because you know if I'm not busy, I get in trouble.
So I have two providers who go up to 24 weeks, and Ann is one of the providers. And I'm so sorry. Met the other provider that goes up to 24 weeks, which is Anitra Beasley.
Okay.
And Ann is the other provider that goes up to 24 weeks as well. So if you want more intact ones, she's the one you come to need a doctor.
Want more intact ones. This is one you're going to have to see. 24 weeks, 6 months.
I don't remember what it was. She wanted footprints. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this procedure because I'm going to try and do my best to get these feet out in
check. Right.
We did footprints and handprints, baby.
Dude, you guys are awesome. Well done.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But they need, like, the liver mostly and the thymus.
Right now, we're getting a lot for liver and thymus.
For liver and thymus. We're going to return to this video on the other side, cmp.org. I don't know if you thought we were kidding about how evil these people are. We can't even put it into words, honestly. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember And I appreciate you and I thank you because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. We have been telling you about the evils at work in this world for a very long time. Desperately trying to organize and empower people against this, for lack of a better term, satanic force. And it's interesting how the leftists have basically shed all of the other things that they used to talk about and are now focused entirely on abortion and transgenderism. I mean, they'll, you know, steal tax money to pay off debts and a bribe to their voters. But a lot of that stuff has been reduced to, like, diminished to just very blatant, cynical pandering. It's less about ideology as it is about just straight up buying votes. And the thing about the abortion topic, again, I know there's a lot of like abortion hardliners that are mad at what the Republicans have done. But I see this in a totally different way. I see this as such an evil scourge, such a vile practice that you have to transmute the anger and the disgust that you feel into strategy, not into anger and fury. If you want it all to go away, then you have to approach this strategically. And I do think part of that is letting people know the reality about who these people are that are performing these procedures. And how it's less even about, I don't know, I don't really know how to put it. There's a very disturbing sort of mechanistic mindset of these people. There's a total and utter lack of humanity. When they've been convinced to see babies as just like pieces of meat to buy and sell. And that's sort of the attitude that you get from these people. So they were just talking about doing footprints of one of the babies that they chopped up. Totally disgusting. Let's go back to this video. Get an undercover video. And let me make something clear to you that should be obvious. The undercover conversations that we see, these are not the only times these conversations happen. Like, you understand that it's vanishingly rare that one of these conversations gets made public, but these conversations are being had on a daily basis, hundreds of, if not thousands of places around the country. They're at some sort of, you know, baby body part selling convention in this video. So just understand that there is an entire populace, God knows how many people, who this is their industry. This is the industry that they work in, buying and selling human body parts. So let's go back to this video. Again, this is an undercover video of the most busy Planned Parenthood in the Western United States, and a Planned Parenthood that, up until the Supreme Court pulled the rug out from under them, were performing abortions up to 24 weeks. That's 6 months. Let's go back to this video.
But they need, like, the liver, mostly, and the thymus.
Right now, we're getting a lot for liver and thymus. Liver is in short demand. See, like, there's people right now, most of the people, like, ABR, some of our competitors, they're not even selling the tissue. They're like, oh, we'll give you an isolation. And we're like, well, why can I get it? They're like, well, because it's in short demand right now. It's more profitable for us to isolate it and sell you the vials rather than give you the entire tissue. And I'm just like, are you serious?
It's funny because ever since, I think, I remember, it was like 6 months or a year ago, you told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a DNA, I'm like, oh, there's some lung.
Yeah, you already know, huh?
Like, I can, like, I'm like, because
I'm telling you.
I'm down. No, I'm excited.
You told me about the proposition. And so now every time I do a DNA, I'm like, oh, there's some lung.
Yeah, you already know, huh?
Desensitized
and I'm like, this is a really bad day for us.
I remember you mentioned that there was one that day.
And it was like one bad day, but it was like a 16-year-old kid.
Who's gone?
It was like a 16-year-old kid, so we just had to hurry up. Where the other days is like more intact, where it's like maybe only like an arm that's been manipulated. Other days is like more intact, where it's like maybe
only an arm that's been dismembered. Six-month abortions.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
To play with the product of conception. Yeah, you're evil. The Center for Medical Progress came out with this video. Texas Planned Parenthoods can pull off a leg or two to hide a partial birth abortions to sell fetal body parts. I mean, you know, what is there even to say? What is there even to say at this point? I like to play with the tissue, and it's just like, oh, it's women's health care. Meanwhile, they're literally just gleefully tearing babies apart. Like, it's kind of disturbing at first, but you get used to it. You get desensitized to where they're talking about the babies as if they are dolls, right? Oh, the leg came off this one. And, of course, we covered yesterday the fact that post-birth abortion is being practiced in Tim Walz's Minnesota because of the expansion to abortion access there. So they have babies born alive that they make comfortable until they die. So, you know, I can show you that video. I can show you the way that they talk. If you don't care, there's nothing I can do about that. If you think that this type of evil is just a necessary consequence of women's rights, like, I don't know what to tell you. Fact is, this country has gone off the frickin' deep end. And the people doing this crap are the ones running our country. I mean, why do you think they're so unfeeling? Why do you think they cause so much pain and suffering? They're desensitized to it. They don't care. Their fellow humans have been dehumanized in their minds. And whether it's just whoever they're told to demonize, whoever the mainstream media instructs them are not worthy of consideration. It's just a fetus. That's not a real human being that you're pulling the leg off of. They're just evil white supremacists. You don't have to care that they're being ripped away from their family and thrown into prison for decades on end. It's mechanized, materialistic hell.
The ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, Bodies, is available at the InfoWars store. Using pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper, Bodies makes for optimal formula absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Truly utilizing the therapeutic power of turmeric and its active constituents, Bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. And with five other organic herbs and extracts, Bodies is a synergistic powerhouse of full body support. We worked hard to create a formula that takes advantage of the power of turmeric. Check out Bodies today at InfoWarsStore.com and see what this time-tested ingredient can add to your daily routine.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
And as a woman, there's a balance to be struck between being tough and being a bitch. You know, we have to stay woke. Like, everybody needs to be woke. And you can talk about if you're the wokest or woker, but just stay more woke than less woke.
In a banana republic, it is common for the military and police to be on high alert when election day comes. But in the United States, the idea of being on high alert after election day was ludicrous until now.
Well, there is a nationwide concern about Election Day.
I felt like I had no choice but to do what I did.
So, yeah, kill them. Kill the Nazis.
Long live the socialist revolution.
When conditions become right, people do get the opportunity to change the whole system through a revolutionary struggle.
Propaganda dung beetles of CNN quasi-journalism spread one lie after another to foment the chaos.
We have disinformation network in this country, right? You know, the top cable news channel is at its core a disinformation network. We have people with large online followings who push disinformation on a regular basis.
Right. In 2000, there weren't buildings being boarded up in major cities. Now, look, let's be honest. Probably that's happening, Susan, because, you know, some business owners are worried about liberal protests in the event of a Trump win. But there's also this dynamic of fear of unrest in an event of a Trump loss.
I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to a lot of people for the peace and the generosity, the kindness and the love that's been shown on our streets of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and across Minnesota over the last several days. And last evening was another example of that. We saw peaceful protests across the city. We saw memorials continue to grow for George Floyd down on 38th in Chicago. We saw beautiful interactions on the state capitol, where out of respect, the National Guard troops there told the protesters out of respect they would go back away to the building and just take care of those vehicles that were out front, which of course they did. Not protesters at that point. Certainly neighbors and friends and agents of change.
Kamala Harris named Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate. Walz is a former school teacher and seasoned Washington lawmaker who has been credited with a new political insult against Republicans.
Yes, they're weird. They prove that every day. It's an observation.
How many chances do you get? My answer to that is as many chances as you need, which doesn't really please those law and order people.
When our children tell us who they are, it is our job as grown-ups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent.
But we can get out there, reach out, make the case. And for one thing, don't ever shy away from our progressive values. One person's socialism is another person's neighborliness.
All right, ready. Whoa, wait a minute.
There, that's better.
While other networks love-
lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We're talking about today. We're joined by Jared Klickstein in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm going to open up the phone lines for your calls this hour. 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. We're going to talk about the UK more here, and this is important to recognize that this is what is coming. This is what is coming, and I've just so many aspects of this are sort of horrifying. Let's go to clip number 10 here, because during the Hara Hills riot, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but one of the areas of England where these riots popped off following the murder of three British girls and the stabbing of 9 other people, or 11 other people, by a deranged Rwandan second-generation immigrant, was arrested after making tea and giving it to the police and then mentioning that it was her opinion that the last 16 years of illegal immigration had ruined the neighborhood. You can't express that view. Can't express that thought. So now she's going to jail. Let's watch clip number 10.
I was taken to a police cell, and as you can see, I'm a very chatty, very boisterous, vivacious person. And I think I was probably in shock because I didn't speak for 13 hours. I just nodded because I've never been in a police station in my life. And just went in. They said, "You okay? Can you do anything?" Didn't speak for 13 hours. I think I was in shock. And the next day, they said they'd phone my daughter. "We've been trying to get through to your daughter. There was one missed call at 1 o'clock in the morning. They didn't try. They took my trousers off me because they had a drawstring. Anyway, so they gave me, like, sort of prison issue trousers, if you like. I was given a blanket, and I spent the whole night in a cell. They'd come in every so often. "Do you want anything? Do you want some water, tea, coffee?" It's like, no, just couldn't speak. I've only ever seen a police station on television. I've never been in a police station before, and it was the most hideous, alien experience. I'm just gonna start again.
Right extremist, right?
Because I've never been in a police station before, and I didn't even know why I was there. I just thought they'll let me go in a minute, and all there is in the cell, it's like a very thin mattress and a toilet. There's nothing else. And in the next day, I said, "Can I have some water?" He passed the water through a hole. Didn't even open the door. I just couldn't figure out why I was there. fought all those people. And I'm here. Why am I here? I don't understand what I've done. But they said to me the next day, we're going to try and get you out of here as quick as possible. And they brought someone from another police station to interview me in that thing that you've seen on television where there's a table and you sit one side and the two policemen sit the other side, and that thing I've seen on television happened to me. And it was so nice, the policeman who came from this other police station who interviewed me, he was so nice. And he said, how are you getting home? I said, I don't even know where I am. No one's even told me where I am. He said, I'll take you home. Thankfully, it was in an unmarked car. It was just a plain car. And he was so sweet all the way. He kept saying, we're going to get those people, you know, who did that yesterday. And I was like, I'm not really bothered about that. I was just thinking about what's happening to me. And I'm sure you will, but that's your job. I'm not going to start screaming and shouting because you haven't arrested them. You don't need to reassure me. It's not going to make any difference to my life. And all the way he kept saying, turning around at the traffic lights, and he kept saying, are you okay? I just couldn't speak. Just nodding and looking out of the window. I just couldn't speak. The man who was so sweet, this policeman, he said, the thing is, we've got to charge you with something. So we're going to charge you with the minimum. I said, charge me with what? I don't even know what I'm supposed to have done. We've got to charge you with something because we've made an arrest and an offence has been committed. I was thinking, what offence? I really don't know what offence there was. I don't know what I was charged with. I really don't. I just know it's obviously something to do with race because I've got to do 2 hours racial awareness course.
Yeah. What the hell was that? I mean, that wasn't fiction. This wasn't dystopian acting. That was reality. A woman describing being arrested and mistreated for 13 hours, and she's just like, I don't know what I did. They won't tell me. No idea. And they're just like, we have to charge you with something because you committed an offense. She's like, of what? They can't even tell her. They don't even know. She doesn't know. The story, apparently, during the Hara Hills riot, the lady offered police tea and ice lollies, popsicles. She was then arrested for saying 16 years of immigration had ruined the area. And the thing about this is, these are the types of people they're going for on purpose. Just like they did with January 6th. Because it's people who didn't do anything wrong who don't resist. If you're an actual far-right extremist, if you're actually out there committing violence, when the police come for you, you might fight back because you know that it's either, you know, going down right now or your life is over. You're going to fight like a cornered dog. But when it's somebody who doesn't even know what's happening, doesn't even know why she's been arrested, and again, why this is dangerous. I mean, the Brits don't have the Fifth Amendment, right? Canadians don't have the Fifth Amendment. Nobody but America has the Fifth Amendment, the right to stay silent. The British police can sit you down in an interrogation room, and if you don't answer their questions, that's a crime. If you lie to them, that's a crime. If you stay silent, that is a crime. They can throw you in prison for not telling them what they ask you. And people who don't think they've done anything wrong will answer questions not realizing that they're convicting themselves. So this is a psychological play where if this woman was far right, if she had thrown a Molotov cocktail at a cop, you know, she wouldn't be traumatized. She wouldn't be affected like this. But because she doesn't even know what she did wrong, she's just trying to cooperate. And she's just putting her head in the guillotine, going, but I'm innocent. But I'm innocent, though, so I can submit myself to these people. This is the English, this is English law. Just like people on January 6th went, I didn't do anything wrong. I high-fived the police as I went in the building, and I didn't touch anything. When you suddenly find they're spending 24 hours a day in a box the size of a closet where the lights don't turn off for a year. It's almost a strategy to go after the innocent people, first and foremost. It's really indescribable what we're seeing happen in UK here. We'll go to one more video, and then I'll give you some stats and data about what's happening. But let's go now to this next video. Another lady, a 55-year-old woman, who was arrested by Cheshire police for an inaccurate social media post. Let's watch.
Now, and a woman has been arrested by Cheshire police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media about the attacker in the Southport murders. It says a 55-year-old woman from near Chester was arrested earlier today, Thursday the 8th, of course, on suspicion of publishing written material to stir up racial hatred and false communications. She is currently being held in police custody. Chief Superintendent Alison Ross has also made a statement saying that this is in relation to a post which has been fueled by malicious and the process rather has been fueled by malicious and inaccurate communications online. It is a stark reminder of the dangers of posting information on social media platforms without checking the accuracy. It's also a warning that we are all accountable for our actions.
It's a warning we're all accountable for our actions. And you see what they're doing here, right? You have no idea. You have absolutely no way of knowing whether what you're posting is true if you don't have eyewitness. If this is not your video, your photo, your statement, what are you supposed to do to find out if it's true? Like, think about what they're asking, demanding people do here. Woman named as first to share false Southport suspect rumor before riots, say mistake destroyed her. Scroll down. I'm going to see exactly what she... Well, they probably can't even post what she posted because it would be misinformation. Like, you know, opaque all this is? A British businesswoman accused of being the first person to share false information about the Southport said the mistake has destroyed her. Bonnie Spoforth is alleged to have fired off a tweet on social media site X, formerly known as Twitter, wrongfully claiming the suspect was an asylum seeker who came to the UK by boat hours after the three girls were killed. What? Came to the UK by boat hours after the three girls were killed? That doesn't even make any sense. Oh, look, a British newspaper has made a mistake and given me false information. Wonder if they'll be arrested. I'm not crazy, right? Wrongfully claimed the stabbing suspect was an asylum seeker who came to the UK by boat hours after the three girls were killed. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, the statement was hours after. Okay. I guess. Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense. That's a way to read that. The 55-year-old also shared an incorrect name for the boy accused of perpetrating the attacks at a Taylor Swift-themed holiday club in Southport, in which three people died. Mrs. Spoforth is understood to have written, Ali Al-Shakadi was the suspect. He's an asylum seeker who came to the UK by boat last year and was on an MI6 watch list. If this is true, then all hell is about to break loose. Wow, she doesn't even say it's true. She says, if it's true. I did not make it up. I first received this information from somebody in Southport. My post had nothing to do with the violence we've seen across the country, but I acknowledge it may have been the source of information used by a Russian news website. It was a spur of the moment, ridiculous thing to do, which has literally destroyed me. It was just a mistake. I did a really stupid, stupid thing. I copied and pasted it from what I saw, and I added the line, if this is true. Holy crap. Okay, so she sees somebody post something. Somebody from Southport. Assumes that that person is providing accurate information. Retweets it herself. And now she's been arrested for attempting to stoke racial hatred. So what are they at? What are they asking people to do? What are they forcing people to do? They're muzzling everyone. I mean, I want to ask you, what would you be comfortable tweeting? What would you be comfortable posting on social media if right there, instead of saying, you know, the share button, it was like, I bet my life this is true. And even if I'm wrong mistakenly, my life is over. This is not some small deal. People are being sentenced to 2 or 3 years in prison. Sam Millay was sentenced to 2 years in prison for posting stickers with government statistics on them under the same law, stoking racial hatred. His wife was pregnant at the time. Do you have any idea how cruel it is to take a father away from his children? Not letting a man hug or touch his child for the first 2 years of their lives. Do you have any idea how damaging that's going to be to the psyche of the children? That's why, I mean, there's these things that we say that just they lose meaning after a while. And so we forget like what the purpose of them is. But like when you talk about cruel and unusual punishment, punishment fitting the crime. The crime is posting inaccurate information about something that doesn't exist. It's not like she posted a guy's name and address and photo and then he was killed and she is now responsible for inciting violence against him. I assume that the person she posted doesn't actually exist at all. But it's the racial thing. It's that she's inspiring racial hatred. And when you take somebody's mother or father away from them for 2 years, you have a 2-year-old who's never been held by their father. Like, the damage that you're doing is so much more significant than the crime that you're trying to supposedly fix. While meanwhile, you're letting actual murderers out on the street because of overcrowding. But you're throwing fathers in jail for 2 years for posting pictures that say things like, it's okay to be white or whatever. It is just really unbelievable. Let me just go through some posts about what's going on in Britain in general. 3 children were shot on outlying road, Orpington, and the police don't even have a suspect yet. State of the country in England. So that was yesterday, or it was the 7th of August. 3 children shot, and they don't even have a description of the suspect. There's a post that's from a while ago. The number's probably significantly higher now. Arrest for social media posts. Russia, in a single year, arrest 411 people for their social media posts. A tyranny. The British, however, arrest 3,300. And hell, after this, it'll probably be 10 times. It'll probably be 10 times the number of people arrested in Russia for their social media posts being arrested in UK for their social media posts. So again, what do you do if you think you have some information that you want to share? What do you do if you, you know, overhear something that might be of interest to the wider public? Are you going to share that, knowing that sharing it might end with you going to prison, even if what you thought you were saying was true, even if you were just trying to be helpful, even if you were just trying to spread news about your neighborhood to people elsewhere in your neighborhood. Yeah, regardless of intent. So what they're setting up is just total silence. They're just muzzling people completely. The only reasonable response to this is just to not to say anything ever about anything. They can take an opinion as offense. They can take a fact, and it doesn't even have to be false. That's the real insidious thing about this. How is it inspiring racial hatred to say the wrong name when the real name, he's also a migrant, he's also the son of asylum seekers, he's also a Rwandan guy? I mean, what is the difference between posting false information that inspires racial hate or true information that inspires racial hate? And, you know, obviously the unsaid thing about this is that the mainstream media is just posting complete hogwash constantly. I mean, this seems so arbitrary. This seems so easily gameable. I mean, how hard would it be for somebody to use a VPN, make an anonymous account, post fake information that looked convincing or was true to a point and then had some things wrong, share that to a bunch of people, get them to retweet it, and then all those people get arrested? They don't know. They thought they were sharing true information. If you can be arrested and imprisoned for sharing what you genuinely believe to be true information, I mean, we're beyond Soviet Union. We're beyond Orwell. We just watched a video of seems to be a very nice, respectable, classy lady who happened to make an offhand comment about her personal experience in her life. Apparently, we don't even know because she doesn't even know what she's been charged with. We saw her sit there and break down in tears saying, I don't even know what I did. I don't even know why I'm being charged. It must have something to do with race because I've been sentenced to racial sensitivity training. She doesn't even know what she did. When you can convict people for posting things, when you can convict people for expressing dissatisfaction with the course of their neighborhood's existence, where they're like, yeah, this neighborhood's gotten kind of crappy over the last few years. Oh, you're under arrest now. I mean, what? You can hold them for 13 hours? Just wild. Sickening. Sickening is what it is. And this was what sort of inspired what I was saying earlier. The Daily Mail Online. The truth about the far right's claim that white Brits are now an ethnic minority. The thing is, other Daily Mail headlines have told the truth before. White British schoolchildren could be a minority within 40 years, with just 50 to 60% of the population define themselves by white British as white British by the year 2060. People being born today going to be minorities in their lifetime. If you complain, you're a terrorist and will be arrested. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody. here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go to your phone calls here momentarily. I'll tell you this. Since the far-right riots have started in the U.K., three children were shot on Tillage Road, Orpington. The police don't even have a suspect. An African immigrant stabbed police officers in Gateshead, UK, yesterday. But it's the far right that is the dangerous ones, of course. The video that we showed yesterday of the counselor saying slit their throats has actually been arrested. Headline from BBC, counselor arrested over counter-protest remarks. Remember when the assassination of Trump happened and they got all the memos to the media saying, don't spice it up with adjectives. Don't use any adjectives. Don't say things like harrowing event at a Trump rally. Don't make faces. Just present the facts as they are. Because the number one skill of the media is telling you how to feel about things. This headline is true. Counselor arrested over counter-protest remarks. Very sterile. Very definitive. Just it's over. He's been arrested. There were remarks at a counter-protest, and now he's been arrested. So there you go. It's done. It's a little bit different than outrage as counselor says slit their throats. Call to violence met with arrest. You know, there are different ways to say it. So just pay attention. Pay attention to the way these things are phrased. It's called critical reading. Carl Benjamin points out that as they arrest this guy, they have to make an example out of this one guy now because the breach of ethics was so flagrant. All the Muslim mobs who are beating people in the streets will go uninvestigated because this man will be the sacrifice. It was a little bit too obvious. They had to do something about it. But the gangs walking around with swords and guns, they will not be arrested, have not been arrested. There's no plans to arrest them. Gov UK, at Gov UK, the official UK government, it's been absolutely raked over the coals for this post. Think before you post, they say. Content that incites violence or hatred isn't just harmful. It can be illegal. They say, think before you post. This has been so massively obliterated in the comments. It's really something to see. This post has gotten less than 5,000 likes. Responses to it, like 1776 is looking better by the day, have 84,000. From End Wokeness, Dissident Soaps, the UK government should be overthrown by any means necessary, 24,000. Hey, look, if we actually believe the things that we said, we believed in democracy and free speech and overthrowing totalitarian regimes that are at war with their own people, yeah, we would be at war with the British government, not the Russian one. For that matter, we'd be at war with the Israeli government, not the Syrian one. Just everything governed by lies. And speaking of racial hatred and misinformation, there's been no more clear, pertinent example than Nick Lowles of Hope Not Hate, who without a base whatsoever, without just a sheer lie, just absolutely unmoored, unfounded on anything, just a blatant fabrication. Says reports are coming in of acid being thrown out of a car window at a Muslim woman in Middlesbrough. Absolutely horrendous. Never happened. Was never hinted at happening. Was a deliberate lie designed to stoke racial hatred. Only racial hatred against white people who are not a protected class, which means you therefore can't be hateful against them, which means you can lie about them and blood libel them with impunity. David Curtin on X, if Nick Lowles of Hope Not Hate is not arrested and charged with inaccurate social media posting, it is proof of two-tier policing under the Starmer regime. So you've got some lady in Southport who hears a report of the guy's name of the stabbing in Southport. She posts it. She's been arrested, probably sentenced at this point, despite thinking what she was posting was true. Nick Lowles has, by the way, admitted, yeah, he's apologized. But so? So what'd you apologize? He made it up. It's a legal admission of guilt. But he's not being arrested. He's not being thrown in jail. Neither are any of the people that shared that story. Josh Fenton Glenn, MP, member of parliament. Far-right cowards attacking women. When people show you who they are, believe them. Totally fake. Totally false. They've arrested a 55-year-old woman for sharing an incorrect name for the crime that actually did happen. These people make up a crime that never happened, blame it on an entire ethnicity, but they're very sorry that they did that. But they did it. It's not just unfair. It's not just hypocritical. It is, it's not even just two-tier policing. One side gets police, the other side doesn't. That's not two tiers. That's one tier. Let's go out to your calls now. Let's go to Tony in Texas. Tony, you say what's happening in the UK is already happening here. Not quite to this extent, though, Tony, but go ahead.
Well, what's going on in the UK right now, it's been going on in America for 20 years, you know, with the illegal alien invaders from hell or raping and murdering the white women and children. Well, see, the difference in the UK and America, America has 100 times the illegal alien invaders from hell. And the radical groups here in America, we have 10 times the radical groups here in America than the UK has. And see, I got experience in this. And let me tell you, I spent 10 years of my life in the road with a great group of guys fighting this. And, man, I've been stabbed in the arm with wire, hit with bottles, rocks, lawnmower parts, sucker punch. See, the difference is that don't get reported on when a small group of Americans stand up here in America. Let me tell you this. Just go to Houston, get your 50 guys and go to Houston and go to any majority neighborhood now in Houston and set up with American flags and signs that say, you know, we want to shut the border down. You need to do it the right way if you're going to come in our country. See how long it takes you before the radical groups show up and just start bum rushing you and attacking you. It's going to be within an hour. I know that for a fact. I experienced all this.
Well, so why does it feel different? I guess in America, there's just so much room and, you know, they can create these like colonies that are sort of out of the way. And if you, you know, don't actively go look for them, it doesn't, affect your life very much. Typically, I mean, it depends on where you live. But I mean, the UK, it's this tiny island with 100 million people on it. And they're moving people into their neighborhoods and into the hotels and the end of their block. It's a little more blatant and in their face, kind of like what's happening in New York, right? I mean, the same number of illegal migrants could be sent to California or Texas, and the people wouldn't even know they were there. You put them in New York City, and they're causing a major, you know, crisis there because they're in everybody's face. I mean, do you think that's the downfall of America? Is we have so much space that people can just sort of disappear into our interior and set up these parallel societies that the rest of us don't even know about?
Well, see, here's the problem with America right now. The American people, the actual American people, have a smaller space now. We've been invaded and taken over.
Yeah. No, it's a full-on invasion. I got stats to back you up on that. Bombshell study charts America's diversity explosion as 3.2 million Hispanics as white population tumbles. Placement migration, folks.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest, from the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Folks, we go directly out to your phone calls. Supposedly over 500 people have been arrested in the UK already. Again, there's still so much to get into, and we're going to be joined by my guest, Jared Klickstein, in the third hour to talk about the heroin epidemic that's destroying us from the inside, and the horrifying new drugs that are savaging our civilization with permission by those in power. Let's go now to Philip in New York. You want to talk about weather modification? Go ahead, Philip. You're on the air.
How you doing, Harrison? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine.
Excellent. Okay. I first want to thank you guys for what you're doing for everybody and bringing awareness to not just the nation, but the entire world with world events. And I would like to put a quick plug. I take X3 and Brain Force and Body Eats and a couple other ones. And yeah, your supplements are top notch. You can't find anything better for the quality that you get for the price. But I was calling in today because the last few months I've been back up in New York, Stan, visiting family, kind of got stuck up here. And I just happened to be here to witness. I'm sitting in a car in a parking lot watching the sunrise, and I watched three different planes make almost a hexagon shape in the chemtrails. Now, what was weird is we know the chemtrails will sit there and linger for a bit and then slowly dissipate. These were actually spinning over from the bottom almost clockwise into each other quickly. Now, what was weird was this cloud also went from the intersection that I was at in Lackawanna, New York, which is just south, about 5 miles south. This was at 6:30 in the morning. I'm watching this cloud form. It was moved into position above the city of Buffalo. And a friend of mine said, we're going to have thunderstorms. And I said, that's funny. I'm just watching them create the thunderstorms we're about to have. And about 4 hours later, somebody said to me, did you hear what happened downtown? And that's when I found out that there was this tornado that happened, which is a completely strange occurrence to begin with. But that was the exact cloud that I watched that move into above downtown just before the lunch hour rush. There was a lot of destruction. There was some cars flipped over, roofs ripped off, and it was a major happening. And nobody even knows about it. But that brings up all the facts of all the Democratic states that still have chemtrails. Like, there's states that are banning it for a reason. And the states that still have them are having these natural disasters, and nobody's linking the two together. And who's ever behind it needs to be put to a stop. Like, we know Bill Gates is trying to block out the sun, but there's more power behind him. But I'll yield to other people, and you guys just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Wow, that is fascinating. I wish you'd filmed the chemtrails. Of course, one of those things where you don't know it's important at the time. But that would be very interesting to see that. And I'd heard about that, but I hadn't looked into it. Tornado tears through downtown Buffalo, sends debris flying. This was 3 days ago, August 6th. The damage was reported close to City Hall after a waterspout roared ashore early Monday morning and tracked directly through downtown Buffalo, New York. Buffalo is known for its extreme weather. It was a lake-induced weather phenomenon blew through the city, leaving a trail of damage in its wake. I'd love to be able to see the radar of this. Very interesting. Monday wasn't the first time this summer a tornado has touched down in western New York. A severe weather event on July 10th spawned multiple tornadoes across the state, including an EFI 16 miles southeast of Buffalo, and an EF1 and EF2 18 miles south of the city. Very interesting. And yeah, I mean, the amazing thing is people in Tennessee, where they actually banned cloud seeding and chemtrails, you can see people from Tennessee just being like, weather's amazing again. Just like those foggy days where you couldn't see, you know, more than a mile, just aren't happening anymore. Which, again, wouldn't it be nice to live in a world where you could just assume that the weather was real and natural and not the contrivance of some psychopath with military technology? Not the world that we live in anymore. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia. I'm sorry, Jefferson, hang on for a second. We got Michael in Finland. We had somebody from Argentina earlier. I didn't go to him quick enough and he had to hang up. So let's go to Michael in Finland. I'm trying to get to our international callers first. Thanks for calling in, Michael. You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you, sir, for answering my call. I'm calling regarding the migration in USA and the end goal of the whole situation. You guys had 9/11 and it caused a massive fear reaction. And you guys had the Patriot Act where you gave up all your rights basically everything.
Yep.
But imagine 9/11 times 1,000. The fear will spread like wildfire, and that might be the golden ticket for the globalists to get the same system in place that they have in communist China, or the digital ID and so forth. And I was just wondering what's your thoughts on this subject.
Yeah, I think the next play would be either a giant terrorist attack blamed on Hamas or Hezbollah or Iran somehow, and we're seeing evidence of that, and more evidence of that type of thing is coming out. In fact, there was a Pakistani or Palestinian guy who was arrested as part of the Iranian plot to assassinate Trump. And it was discovered that the FBI had given him special permission. He was on the terrorist watch list, but he'd been given special permission and an exemption from the FBI to get into the country. So that is certainly that's certainly likely. But if you have a terrorist attack committed by an illegal immigrant, that would inspire a lot of people to shut down the migration crisis, which is what they're banking on. So I think more likely is a massive false flag attack to be blamed on Trump supporters or white supremacists or domestic terrorists or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Might be. But there's like 50,000 Afghan terrorists in your country that I heard from Alex before.
Mm-hmm.
And also MS-13 and all the cartels are planning massive attacks. But I'm watching this from the outside, and it doesn't look like an accident from all points of view. I don't see that it's any way possible. So that's why I'm like wondering, the digital ID would be easier to implement when the fear goes overboard and everyone just wants to be safe if there's like a 9/11 times 1,000. So
yeah, I mean, and this is exactly the strategy that they use, right? They allow the conditions for the attack to happen, or they do the attack themselves, and then they say the solution is giving us more power, more control, more surveillance, more of what they already have in abundance, and yet totally fails to stop anything. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a problem reaction solution paradigm. That's absolutely what they're running, and they're running it the same in Western Europe as they are here in America. So how do we combat this other than just letting people know what the plan is? Like, it seems like more if enough people are aware of what the strategy is, they won't fall for it. But I don't know if we've reached that critical mass yet. What do you think we could be doing to prevent or counteract this? Very obvious strategy that they're running.
Well, the strategy is to, when we're thinking about what is the Babylon the Great or the Mark of the Beast, I think is a global passport that would be easy to, that like everyone that does not have the passport, which has all the information that there is about you, would be eliminated. This would also make it possible for elimination of all the terrorists and all the MS-13 people there. But, informed and well-trained populace would be the best. But I would say that we need to pray, nothing more, because the end times have been here like for 2,000 years, but it's culminating now to the grand finale.
We are in the final hour. Thank you so much for the call, Michael. I do appreciate that call from Finland. And you're exactly right about everything. And it is amazing knowing that people around the world are waking up to this. It's humbling to think we have some small part to play in it. Again, thank you for the call. We'll get back to you more of your calls in the third hour. Special guest as well. We're going to start with a clip of a UK newsman standing up against his government.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Bodies is back. The ultimate turmeric product on the market has returned to InfoWarsStore.com and is now 25% off for a limited time. Utilized for thousands of years, turmeric is one of the most studied medicinal herbs today. Hundreds of peer-reviewed scientific articles are published every year on the chemistry and therapeutic potential of turmeric and its active components. Bodies will reduce inflammation throughout the body, help boost and support flexibility, increase mobility, assist in joint function,
bolster your immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric from the store contains about 1 to 5% of the active ingredient curcuminoids, but our super powerful extract used in bodies contains over 95% of the active ingredients in turmeric. No other product can compare with this curcuminoid delivery system, so if you want to put the true power of turmeric to the test, then look no further. Grab yourself a bottle today for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com and put your body at ease.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
There is a concerted attempt now to pull the wool over your eyes about what's really going on in this country. You were told to expect 100 far-right protests last night that whipped up a huge amount of fear. One of the people whipping up some of that fear, arguably, was the director of Hard Left Hope Not Hate Group, who this morning tweeted, "Yes, this list, i.e. the list of locations that were expected to be attacked, this list was a hoax. But just look at the front pages of today's papers. An anti-racist message is being transmitted to millions of homes this morning." Well, he later went some way to retracting that tweet. But let's just have a look at those newspaper front pages and headlines, shall we? So I strongly suspect that the Daily Mail and the Daily Express came under huge commercial pressure here, don't you? Then this morning, out strolls our Met Police Chief, Mark Rowley, like the cat who got the cream.
It was a massive policing operation. I'm really pleased with how it went. And we put thousands of officers on the streets, and I think the show of force from the police, and frankly, the show of unity from communities, together defeated the challenges that we've seen. And it went off very peacefully last night. A couple of locations, we had some local criminals turn out and try and create a bit of antisocial behaviour, and we arrested a few of them. But it was a very successful night, and the fears of sort of extreme right disorder were abated.
Right, firstly, we can't call what happened last night counter-protest, because there was nothing to protest about, was there? What was it? The ghost of the EDL, was it? Secondly, the country's top cop has just given the green light to people to come out in force on the street and mob up, in my view. We saw very hard left radicals there. That's according to their flag that they've got. They were out in Brighton. There was a huge pro-Palestine presence. The same group of people who have been rampaging through towns and cities for months now, causing all sorts of problems. And then there was this.
Hey, ha!
That is a now-suspended Labour councillor who has just been arrested on suspicion of encouraging murder. And there was this as well. There have been 10 arrests in Croydon, and we're told, look, hey, don't worry, that was nothing to do with any riots or protests. That was just antisocial behaviour. Yeah, all right. So, what happened last night appears to have been a massively exaggerated national threat that brought loads of people out onto the streets with these placards everywhere as well. You know, the same placards you see all the time, refugees welcome, all of that. Refugees welcome. The establishment media then piles in behind it to make it look like the nation fought off the Nazis. And now we've got this going on, haven't we?
We have some breaking news now, and a woman has been arrested by Cheshire Police in relation to an inaccurate information on social media about the attacker in the Southport murders.
And today, Sir Keir Starmer feels that he can shamelessly ignore people's concerns about immigration and just crack on.
If we have indeed turned a corner and seen an end to the violence, is now the time to engage with the underlying tensions that are in communities over the issue of immigration?
The first priority is safety and security of our communities.
The term gaslighting is defined as being to manipulate people using psychological methods into questioning their own sanity or powers of reasoning. I think we might be being gaslit. What about you?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, you live in a world of lies. Yeah. That's, you can call it what you want, but you're being gaslit. It's time to wake up. We'll go out to your phone calls right off the bat. On the other side, Jefferson in Virginia, Josiah in Kansas, Dave in Arizona. Stay tuned. More to come in today's episode of American Journal. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. We'll go directly out to your phone calls now. Yeah, I want to just focus on this UK thing because it's clearly the blueprint for the rest of us. I just want to read this from Keith Woods at Keith Woods YT on X. The pattern observed in the UK will be the course for any diverse American society. Random acts of migrant violence, social unrest from working class and lumpen whites in reaction to the destruction of their communities, then further tyranny and restrictions on speech from the regime with greater targeting of social media. All this is to say the free speech we enjoy on platforms like X is limited, so we need to make the most of it. Need as many people as possible on these platforms undermining the narrative of multiculturalism and making it more costly for the regime when they do come to shut it down. Problem, reaction, solution, just like our caller from Finland laid out. Let's go now to Jefferson in Virginia. Go ahead, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harrison. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
You there?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah. What's going on in England, not that I really want to talk about England, is INSOC from Orwell's 1984. You will believe what the party tells you to believe.
Right.
And we're suffering from that very same thing here. We are suffering from mind control. Every time you see Kamala Harris on television, you should be thinking to yourself, how is this woman eligible to be president or vice president? She's a Jamaican citizen by birth to a Jamaican citizen father. I know she was born in California, but that doesn't change the fact that under international law, she would be a Jamaican citizen at birth, which makes her not a natural born citizen of the United States. And that's mind control when you can't process something that simple and have it come to the conclusion that something's terribly wrong here. And we're all surrendering to the mind control because we're afraid of critical race theory being abused on us and making us feel like we're racist when nobody said anything about race. It's about nationality. The woman is a Jamaican citizen at birth, and no one can process that information in their head.
Well, so, you know, obviously you were the first to, you know, bring this to our attention. Since then, I've seen some more people talk about it a few weeks ago, but I've seen that sort of taper off. I don't think it's a problem with processing it. It's a problem with not just having it widespread enough. I mean, I think it's pretty clear that she does not qualify to be president, you know, at this point. I mean, it'd be like a, you know, 33-year-old running for president, and I just thinks it's fine. It's like, no, the law says he has to be 35. Like, that's the law. But it's not like we can't understand a young person is not eligible, but they're still – like, we understand it. But what do we do about it?
Oh, we don't.
It almost seems like it's up to the Democrats that they would have to, like, sue the DNC or something, saying she's not qualified. I mean, what's the step to take action here? Because I get it. I just don't know what to do about it other than tell people.
Well, maybe we should have like a telethon, marathon fundraising campaign where we talk for 3 or 4 hours and have people call and explain why they don't understand that there's an obvious solution to this. We have to get the Supreme Court to weigh in on the subject. They are evading this issue. They have original jurisdiction on Article 2. That's their lane. That's the very thing. So this supposedly has been litigated. People like Trey Gowdy will tell people that tell him that Marco Rubio, he was supporting years ago to be president, was ineligible. And he would always tell them, well, he was born here, and this has already been litigated in the courts. This is Trey Gowdy, who's supposedly on our side, telling us that Marco Rubio was somehow eligible, even though neither of his parents were citizens, and he was born here, much like Kamala. But they all act like this has already been handled by the court system. I keep saying that's part of the mind control. Right. When you have lawfare, that's part of mind control. That's how they make us all think, oh, this has been decided by people that are smarter than us, or more educated than us, or have expertise in the field. And the Constitution in Article 2 doesn't require any expertise. She has zero naturality. Naturality comes from your parents, not from the soil you're born on. Where you're born gives you nativity somewhere. So okay. The solution is we need a groundswell. We need the people to rise up and say that the Supreme Court needs to make a ruling on this, and fast. And they could do that. We have, you know, 5 justices that are pretty much guaranteed to be on our side if we can just make them address the situation. But at the moment, they're going to act like they don't know that Kamala Harris is a Jamaican citizen at birth. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, where do you get that information? So they're staying on the sidelines because they're going to claim ignorance on this issue. So the more we talk about it, the less they can ignore it.
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, obviously, this is a big issue. If they're running somebody that is not eligible for the presidency, I mean, it's got to be something done about that. I mean, again, the crazy thing is that the Democrats are more aggressive in trying to disqualify Trump under the 14th Amendment than Republicans are trying to go after Kamala Harris, who clearly does not meet the qualifications necessary to become president. I mean, it's very simple. And we need Republican politicians and we need lawyers filing these suits. And call in and tell us how you think this is going to happen. Thank you very much for the call, Jefferson. Let's go to Josiah in Kansas now. Josiah, I want to talk about the abortion video that we just saw, selling body parts. If anybody heard me say this, they'd say I'm evil. Yeah, that's what an evil person says when they're doing evil willfully. Go ahead, Josiah. You're on the air.
Hey there, Harrison. I wanted to talk about kind of a spiritual aspect of how the abortion ties into the immigration. And just a quick bio about me is I've been doing roofing for 13 years. I've been a lifetime martial artist. So I'm pretty tough, pretty desensitized to violence. And when I was drinking my coffee this morning, I watched that video of those witches cackling as they're dissecting babies and ripping them apart. And I just started just crying and just shaking, trembling. I could barely breathe. But it's like, you know, and if you read the Bible, it directly tells you that if you start murdering babies, you're just going to be replaced by people who are not murdering babies, essentially. It doesn't matter political parties at that point. You're violating the laws of the universe. You will be replaced.
Yeah.
And it's good and evil. That's why we have conservatives. And the Democrats is such a clear choice because they promote this Satanism. There's no choice. There's only, if you look at it, there's only right and wrong.
Right.
We can go into details, but America, if we accept this, we deserve it. We deserve to be taken by the people who are not killing their babies. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just, that's all God really cares about in the end, is that you're being fruitful and you're obeying the ways.
I completely agree. I completely agree. And I don't know, this quote I saw today seems to match up almost perfectly with what you're describing from John Stott. Quote, the definition of spiritual growth is going from having a thin skin and a hard heart to having thick skin and a tender heart. And if you can watch a video of women talking about babies being torn apart and not have a genuine horrified reaction, your heart is too hard, I hate to say. So You sound like one of the spiritually mature people. Thick skin, but a hard heart.
Brother, I was trembling. I've been doing martial arts my whole life and roofing in 100% humidity and 100 degrees in Texas.
Right.
Like, with no food, barely any water. Like, no, I'm so decent. I'm tough. Tougher than nails. I could do burpees every day. And that literally had me trembling, and I can barely breathe. Like, just even thinking about it. Like, it's crazy. These people are just straight up fucking reptilian. Sorry. They're reptilian. They're demonic.
They're not human, that's for sure. No, I feel you, man.
Explain it other than a reptilian or something, dude. It's like crazy, dude.
You know, I felt the same way about the video of the guy being stabbed in the laundromat. I mean, I've seen more gore. I mean, my God, I've been on the internet since I was 11, and it was a wild west back then. I've seen things that I will never be able to unsee. But sometimes you see videos of just the coldness, the callousness, and I really don't even want to show you the video. It's too gruesome, honestly. But we'll show you like the first few seconds, and then I want to pull it down because I don't want to see the blood. But just, you know, watch the very beginning of this clip number 4. In that you see a guy who's literally just sleeping. He's like sitting at a table with his head on the table. He's just sleeping. And these two guys just see him. And they're just, you know, they're getting their laundry, I guess. And they just decide, for no reason, apparently this guy was homeless. And he stabs him. And he keeps stabbing him. And then they wander off. And we can cut it there because it only gets worse. But you can see in the beginning, I mean, you know, it's one thing if you see something gruesome happen during a fight, or there's, you know, an accident happens and something gruesome, but there's something so chilling about guys who, I mean, they look, maybe they're stealing stuff, maybe they're just criminals and they're just like stealing things, but who like goes to a laundromat and is like getting their laundry out of the dryer, sees somebody sleeping, pulls out a butcher knife and stabs him in the kidney and kills him. But no idea who this guy was. This guy apparently was a homeless guy who would like clean up the laundromat in exchange to be able to hang out there during the day. Just literally sleeping. I mean, you can't claim this guy did anything to deserve this. There's no reason behind it. Like, it's so much more chilling even than, you know, it's kind of understandable when you get really, you know, people are really mad and they do something, you know, wild they regret. But there's something so just like casual about this. That you can just die. And I won't show you the rest of the video, but the guy who gets stabbed stands up and he's slipping on his own blood and it's just pouring out of him. I mean, it's just horrifying to imagine what that guy's going through or what the babies are going through as they're being torn out of their mother. And it's like, yeah, these people aren't human. There's something that we are at war with here that is beyond human. Let's go to Dave in Arizona now. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Mr. Harrison.
Sure.
If you don't mind, I'd like to start today with a quote. There are decades where nothing happens. There are weeks where decades happen.
Nope.
That's from Lenin. And I'm not a Lenin fan per se, but I think it's a wise quote. I think that's where we've been for years here.
Right.
You mentioned the top of the broadcast, and Tony summed it up well, but I want to add to it. You know, when is this going to come to the United States, what's currently happening in the UK? And I'll say that it started at least overtly on May 25th of 2020, when we watched people in our own country start burning as part of Operation Chaos. And we know the plantation politics don't work anymore, so our psychopathic overlords are using now the grievance culture. They want to paint everybody in an intersectionality box and say, somebody wronged you. You have the right to burn this down. You can steal sneakers because you don't have enough bread. You know, I watched people in Minneapolis, a young mother who worked at the Target, the first one to burn completely to the ground. And she said, this is the only place I can get to on my bus pass. I work here. And I buy my baby's formula. Now I have nowhere to buy my kids the food that they need. Why are these people doing this to us? And I'll offer, the one gentleman said, you know, we need to do lawsuits and hold people accountable. I don't disagree with that. But unfortunately, we're in a post-constitutional era, sir. Mm. I mean, we've got people. Think about this. You mentioned the Fourth and the Fifth Amendments. We have people that have been locked in broom closets with the lights on for 23 hours a day that have yet to have a pretrial hearing for walking through velvet ropes, taking selfies, and leaving after 7 minutes, after 2 minutes, after 20 minutes, and doing no damage in the people's house. So I'm not sure what the solution is. I think it's Article 4, Section 4. We tell the government peacefully, we no longer consent to be governed by you. You are our servants. We're moving on. I don't know what the structure is, but we need to move on from this because they're not adhering. As I said, we're in a post-constitutional era. I'm not an advocate for violence, but I'm afraid I predicted on Flag Day, June 14th, of 2020, that this culture war would morph into a civil war. And I need to correct that. It's actually an inverse revolutionary war because it's the people that serve us, our elected leaders, that are actually at war with us, we the people. And we're fortunately 70% of the population. This country's not split 50-50, in my humble opinion. I know that from going door to door, knocking on doors and holding Trump and flag rallies throughout 2020 after my company shut down because the vicious mandates, the shutdowns. So thank you. I'm sorry I rambled too much there, sir.
No, I'm just thinking about everything that you're saying because you're exactly right. And I remember I made a video right in the middle of the Black Lives Matter riots that were going on every day with that same idea, basically saying we are in a civil war. It's just one side's not fighting, the other side is, and it's the side with the industry, with the banks, with the military-industrial complex, with the government, with everybody on their side. They are at war with the American people. The American people have not started to fight back.
Well, that's why I was very conscious. I held rallies through and still do. I'll go to one again today. We do rallies. We don't do protests. We're trying to take back the language from the nihilist Marxists that are trying to overthrow our society. Through this color revolution. But you're right. And maybe a more apt title assessment is that it's an inverse revolutionary war because it's the people with all the power, the oligarchs that are pushing down on we the people. And you're right. Unfortunately, we don't stand in our person. We don't stand up for our rights. And it's not just me. I went to a Yuma rally, you know, protect our border. But the problem was we were 5 miles from the border. And I said, what we need to do is we need to stand at the border and throw people back across the invisible line for those that can't or won't defend our republic. I'll take on that duty. But, you know, I need probably 1%, 2%, 3% of the population, like in the Revolutionary War, to do so. And people are just so apathetic or so scared because of what January 6th was, right? I mean, I think that's why people are apprehensive to go out and join a rally and say, this is what we stand for. We don't have to stand against anything. We stand what we stand for. And I think that might be part of the problem with the UK is they're so hell bent on rallying against Muslims taking over their country, which is not untrue, but just stand for the people, stand for your own families, stand for the fact that your nine-year-old should be able to go to the park and play with their best friend and not be fearful that she's going to get raped by a gang of 14 different Muslim illegal invaders. Sorry, I rambled again, sir.
No, but you're exactly right. And it's the diminishment, the destruction of that instinct that is the ultimate goal. That's why, I mean, when we talk about these people aren't human, it's not just an idle thing to say. Like, they are actually systematically and successfully destroying our humanity to where you won't stand up for even your own family, which is like so repulsive. And yet it's like celebrated in certain cases. Just to bring it all back around, when you have sons testifying against their fathers and turning them in because they wandered through the Capitol on January 6th and that father getting, you know, years in jail, and the son opening up a GoFundMe and getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars as a reward for turning against his own father. It's like there's something so innately horrifying about this, and yet it's being, again, deliberately created, and our humanity is being expertly destroyed in a very efficient way. So you're exactly right about everything you're saying, Dave. Thank you so much for that call. Let's go to Sterling in the Void, in Vold. I don't know. Sterling, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Vold. Weird last name.
All right, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I was thinking that maybe, like, InfoWars does a really good job at gathering people, but we need to start gathering people more and more, because obviously the world is going into a really desperate place that needs our help. Mm-hmm. The people that will do something.
Yeah, no,
so
I agree. So what do you think we can, what do you think we can be doing?
Start broadcasting a message to gather us to central United States and, I don't know, start there. I don't know, man. I'm getting really freaked out about the world. I just learned about you guys about 6 months ago. And
What were you watching before that?
Nothing, just working, living life, reading books, I guess. Not paying attention to the world.
Well, so what woke you up and brought you to InfoWars? Because, I mean, the fact that we're still bringing people in, the fact that you joined, you know, started watching six months ago, I mean, that's huge.
I started watching Alex Jones 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it didn't really compute in my mind of what's going on. And it was reflective of the world. I thought of InfoWars once I seen how bad the world's going and how Alex Jones was right.
Mm-hmm.
About everything.
Well, that's the thing, I mean, man. Look, it's going to get worse. Things are going to get worse and worse. People are not standing up right now in the way that they should be. The people rigging things are doing it extremely successfully. So it's going to get worse. There's still going to be a hardcore of people who see what's going on. And I almost think of it like storable food or emergency supplies, where it's like you don't necessarily have to – I mean, you should be going out and you should be participating in politics, going to rallies, going to protests, expressing yourself, going online, sharing this stuff, sharing the information. Like, all of that is massively important. At the same time, you need to be preparing for when it gets physical. You don't want to start it, but once it starts, you don't want to be making up time. Just like it's going to be too late to get your storable food once the collapse comes. Like, you got to have it before you need it. It's the same thing with, physical training, where it's like once it pops off, you need to be ready to go at a moment's notice. You need to have everything. You need to have your go bag. You need to have your guns. You need to have your storable food. And you need to have your physical fitness all geared up and ready to go. Not that you're going to start anything. But once it pops off, and I mean, this is something that, again, we're seeing in the UK riots, where you've got, you know, these physical brawls taking place. And if your entire population is either massively overweight or, you know, soy boys, you're not going to be able to fight. You're not going to be able to fight. But the people who can fight are going to win. So, I mean, if you go to any grocery store after 9 p.m. anywhere in America, and go walk around, see if you can find one person that could put up a fight. See if you can find a single individual out of the hundreds in that grocery store that could run a mile or could clean a gun. Like, you're not going to find them. 99% of people, if, you know, war happens, they're just fodder. And it's sad, and I wish they weren't, but it's up to them, and it's up to you to not be fodder.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the Nitric Boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal, InfoWars.com. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. My guest is Jared Klickstein. He's an independent journalist and the author of Crooked Smile, What It Took to Escape a Decade of Homelessness, Addiction, and Crime. As a young man, Jared developed a heroin addiction, leading to nearly a decade of chronic homelessness. After a tumultuous period on Skid Row and a subsequent jail sentence, Jared achieved sobriety in 2018. He now works to educate people on public policy and the dangers of drug abuse. His website is jaredklickstein.com, x.com/JaredKlickstein. Sorry, Klickstein, not Steen. The book, again, is called Crooked Smile, What It Took to Escape a Decade of Homelessness, Addiction, and Crime. It's available on Amazon. Search Crooked Smile. Thank you so much for joining us, Jared.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
It was my pleasure. And, you know, this is a topic that we touch on occasionally, but we don't often do real deep dives into it. It's more of just sort of an offhand thing. It's almost just a, right, the one death is a tragedy, a million is a statistic. We point, we say, hey, this is killing 100,000 people a year. It has to stop. But it often doesn't go any deeper than that. So I'm excited to get a little deeper into this crisis because it is a unique crisis, isn't it? It's hard to get your head around because in some ways it seems self-inflicted. It's like, well, these people are doing it to themselves. They're injecting themselves with heroin. What am I supposed to do to stop it? And as a libertarian, you know, part of me is to say, hey, look, you know, you're allowed to do whatever you want if this is the choice they make. How should we just frame this topic in the first place? How do you look at heroin addiction? Is it an attack on the American people from, you know, these corporations that are prescribing opioids at an insane rate and getting people hooked on this stuff? Is it an outgrowth? Like, how do you conceive of the crisis that drugs are in this country right now? How do you frame it?
Yeah, listen, I think that it definitely started with the opioid crisis perpetuated by the pharmaceutical industry. And that has sort of morphed into a fentanyl crisis. I mean, fentanyl is a pharmaceutical that was invented by, a company. But obviously, fentanyl is produced in Mexico by the aid of Chinese chemists and Chinese chemistry equipment. I think the people in power, it's gotten too out of hand with like far progressive policies in places like California. And the strategy at this point, now this could be conspiratorial, but it's almost like a controlled demolition. Like this problem will solve itself if we just let the people sort of annihilate themselves.
Right. Right. Because, you know, sort of the only thing that's been done to, and I don't even know, I was going to say to confront this, but it's not really confronting it, is you have like open air, you know, injection sites in Portland and Washington, all these other places. And even after a couple of years of this, a lot of them get overturned because they realize how it just destroys entire blocks of downtown to allow this to happen. And that's obviously not the right thing to do. But what is? I mean, treatment facilities, prison time. I mean, I really don't know how to tackle this other than like a total spiritual awakening of people. How can you take your personal journey of getting clean and reorienting your life? What did you go through that can be sort of extrapolated out on how to confront this at a societal level?
Well, it is hard because, you know, I lean libertarian on some things, like drug use. I think people should have the right to do drugs, you know, in their own home if they're not affecting anyone else. But the problem with these injection sites and some of the policies that sort of promote people just getting high in public places in front of children is that is affecting the civil liberties of other people. I mean, and they're also allowed to sort of commit crimes to support their habit, property theft, and even places like, you know, where I live in the San Francisco Bay Area, violent crime has essentially been decriminalized. Right. So my proposed solutions, based on my experience was, now listen, I went to jail and I'm not advocating that we just send everyone to jail. Jail did help me get off heroin. It didn't help me stay off heroin. I went to a long-term nonprofit treatment center. I think we should, first of all, start, recriminalize crime. I mean, I think we should really start reinforcing the laws. And if you are doing fentanyl and acting in an antisocial way or committing crimes to support your fentanyl habit, at some point, I think you should be mandated to a long-term treatment center. And this is a place where you would stay for a long period of time and maybe get trained for some kind of job training, you know, get your skills evaluated, see what you'd be prone to being good at and what the labor market needs, and give these people a launch pad to actually live a life worth living and be self-sufficient. But I like that you said a spiritual awakening. This is definitely a spiritual crisis, of sorts. And I think that, you know, there's a spiritual solution, and I'm not saying that that's necessarily Christian or Buddhist or whatever. You know, it's not one specific thing, but we it's sort of like a God consciousness. Mm-hmm. We need something. I mean, we
need purpose and meaning. Because, you know, obviously the drug crisis is intimately tied into the homelessness crisis. And I know there's a charity here in Austin called Mobile Bread and Fishes, but they give homeless people a little home of their own. And, you know, they say, look, you gotta keep it nice. You gotta keep it clean. You gotta not do drugs. You know, you have to uphold some certain things. But talking to homeless people, they're like, they're so proud of having something that's their own, and it gives them meaning and purpose and something to return to and something to care for. And it's like, it's in a strange way, it's responsibility that these people need. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we need like a graduated system of increased responsibility and increased steps of self-sufficiency. And that is a great way to start. But a key part of the program you just described is that they require sobriety. So in my state, I live in California, Newsom signed a bill called SB 1380, which in 2016, which made it illegal or it ended all state funding to any program that tied sobriety requirements to housing.
Really?
So this is when I credit this bill with sort of getting things kicked off in California making things worse. But no, you're exactly right. I think a program like that would be great. I mean, first we need to, you know, medically detox these people and then give them something to be proud of, show them a path towards something even better that they can help build themselves. I mean, self-esteem is how you get out of this.
Yeah. And, you know, it reminds me not to make light of the situation, but it comes to my mind is the Mitch Hedberg joke where he says, you know, alcoholism is a disease, but it's the only disease you can get yelled at for having. And I feel like that's how I'm always torn between, like, am I mad at these people? Because it's like, I don't want drugged out weirdos, like, falling asleep on the sidewalk outside of my house. Like, screw that guy. Or do I feel pity for him and think he's a victim? Like, when you're driving down the street and you see somebody, like the videos we just saw that we're showing here, they're leaned over, they're doing that fentanyl sort of zombie lean. I mean, what comes to your head? Are these people victims or are they, you know, perpetrators? And how does that frame your response to the crisis?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was one of these people. I was one of these people in the street, nodding out, and then that sometimes using meth and acting crazy and, you know, making a scene in public places and committing crimes. Are they victims? Sure, they're a victim. They're victims of failed policies. But the problem with combating addiction and homelessness is that, well, at least addiction specifically, is that a victim mentality is like the biggest detriment to ever conquering addiction. So we need to approach this as, you know, you're a victim of failed policy, but that doesn't excuse the continuation of this behavior. We're going to help you cease this behavior. We can't look at them as victims, as we're going to help you continue this behavior because you're a victim. We need to look at it as a all hands on deck to end this behavior.
To help you sort of whether you like it or not sort of thing, I guess is how it needs to go. Yeah. Again, this topic is so sort of nuanced. It's so unlike any other topic that we have to deal with because it's like the people who are the perpetrators are also the victims. And it's hard to know, you know, whether a harsh treatment or whether a soft touch is necessary. I'm excited to continue this conversation on the other side with Jared Klickstein. X.com/Jared Klickstein, jaredklickstein.com, Crooked Smile, What It Took to Escape a Decade of Homelessness, Addiction, and Crime on Amazon. Just search Crooked Smile. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in a special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we have major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency-controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. My guest is Jared Klickstein, jaredklickstein.com. His book is called Crooked Smile, What It Took to Escape a Decade of Homelessness, Addiction, and Crime. And just reading through some of these reviews on Amazon, I'm actually excited. I actually want to read this book. To be honest, it's doesn't sound like the book I would typically pick up, because I deal with so much sort of horror on a daily basis just reading the news that, you know, maybe I'd avoid a memoir about heroin addiction. But every comment, it seems like the word hysterical is in there, and, you know, comedy and humor. So, you know, clearly you're able to inject humor into this as you deal with this. And again, I see so many sort of like, you know, similarities between dealing with personal tragedy and dealing with what we're dealing with on a global scale. You know, you say things in the book, you felt like you were dying a slow death, or how you put it. How'd you put it exactly? When you said you were dying a slow death, or dying in slow motion is the quote from the little blurb here. And that's how it feels like. Yeah. That's how it feels like what I'm watching day in and day out. America, the world, we're dying in slow motion from our addictions. And there's so many sort of similarities between this. How does your struggle defeating heroin play into your just political worldview, sort of seeing what's going on around the country these days?
Well, it does relate. I mean, yeah, because of the policies where I was homeless and I was sort of allowed to do as thou will. You know, right. I was dying in slow motion for the world to see. In public view, and that is kind of relatable to what we're seeing on a national level, sort of like the slow collapse. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's going to be quick. I hope it doesn't happen in general, but it does seem like if it does, it's going to be a very slow process due to failed policies. So yeah, it is quite relatable, and it has had an effect on my political leanings. I still would say that I got out of it, which leaves me feeling optimistic, and I believe that you know, people can revert, and a nation can revert, and society can revert.
Right. It's like when you see, it's like, yeah, redemption is possible when you see a transformation of somebody who has gotten clean, or you know what they look like before when they're on the street and they're just like dirty and unhealthy with scabs, and then you see them, you know, 3 years after getting clean, and it's like, just looks perfect. And it's like, I see, we could do this for America as well. It all hope is not lost, and we can regain our footing somehow. We just have to stop doing stupid things. Is it really as simple as we have to stop doing stupid things? Because I remember when they first announced, like, hey, the way we're going to defeat heroin is by letting people shoot up and giving them needles and letting them do it on the street. It's like, who thought that was going to be a good idea? Clearly it's failed. But how did that ever even get suggested in the first place? Talk to us, if you will, about some of the policies in place, supposedly to fight homelessness and fight, drug addiction, which are obviously only going to exacerbate the problem. Like, how do these policies get implemented in the first place? And then, how do we get better policies in place?
Well, needle exchanges started in the 80s, and it was during the HIV epidemic. It was to prevent the spread of HIV, and it was a lot of the people that worked at these needle exchanges were ex-drug addicts themselves. And not only, you know, they'd give you clean needles, but at the same time, they'd encourage you to go to detox and go to treatment and get off heroin. So after, you know, I'd say 2010s, this industry really starts to expand, and there becomes an influx of college graduates in the liberal arts with nowhere to really go. And they've been radicalized by college. I went to UC Santa Cruz, and there they attempted to radicalize me, but fortunately I was on heroin, so I didn't really listen. But a lot of my friends listened, and they became very radicalized. And I would say, you know, socialist, communist, self-proclaimed communists. So a lot of these fields actually got filled with people that have never touched drugs and don't really understand, policy or the economy, and really just blame capitalism for all society's woes. So those are the people handing out needles now. So they aren't people that are ex-junkies, and they're not encouraging people to go to treatment or detox. They're basically saying, here's needles, here's this, here's that, keep getting high. There is no solving this because capitalism is causing you to be addicted to fentanyl. The only solution is actually crushing capitalism and society as we know it. So it got really politicized. It didn't used to be politicized. And we're dealing with it at least where I live, there's billions of dollars on the table, from the state. So, it's a lot easier to get a contract for a nonprofit that just hands out needles than getting a contract that say, you go to poor neighborhoods and fix single mothers' cars so they can get to work. I mean, that's, you know, that would obviously help people tremendously. But that's hard. That actually requires work. You'd have to know how to work on a car. You'd have to, you know, actually canvass neighborhoods and see who needs help. It's a lot easier just to get a $500,000 contract that hands out crack pipes and needles.
Seriously, or buys vodka for homeless people. That was another, you know, big scandal in California. And California has spent billions.
Yeah, we're doing that here.
I mean, tens of billions of dollars, and it only gets worse. And in a sort of perverted form of capitalism, like, the profit incentive in this case is to keep people hooked on drugs. The more homelessness and drugged out people you have, the more you can get from the state. So they're not, you know, incentivized to cure people. Is there a capitalistic, is there a way to use capitalism positively here? I would think that there would be. But how do we get off the socialist merry-go-round where you're just continually making the problem worse and then doubling down on your policy that only makes things worse? I mean, how do we get people off of this merry-go-round? And can we use capitalism in a positive way here?
Yeah, I've thought about that. I mean, I'm generally a free market guy, but as we've seen with the private rehab industry, it's pretty corrupt, and they're not incentivized to cure you or help you. They're incentivized to keep you at treatment. Obviously, they make, you know, like $4,000 or $5,000 a day off you, so they're incentivized to just keep you there. And the way that they do that is they, you know, they have hot tubs and they take you to do yoga and they take you to the beach and they basically make it as cushy as possible just to make sure that you don't leave. So this is a battle that I've gone in my head, you know, is there a capitalistic solution to this? I think if rehabs cut out insurance and were just incentivized on the results of their treatment, and they were competing for, you know, who can basically cure people of their addictions the best, I think that, that could be a good solution. But I think we're too far gone. I mean, I don't really trust the state in any form. So, you know, my solution may not, maybe contradictory, but, you know, the state has to step in and reinforce laws and sort of round people up that are committing crimes to support their habit and help them by putting them into long-term treatment. However, I do fear that because, you know, this could lead to a situation where it's like, hey, we don't like what you said on the internet. You got to go to this treatment, quote unquote, treatment center. You know, things could get really nasty. So it's really hard. You know, it's really hard. With a benevolent government, I think that we could see great solutions. But the problem is that governments are rarely benevolent.
Yeah. But I think you're right in that it is just as simple as punishing criminals. Like, that it's really not that difficult, because, you know, what you're pointing out, I hear the same thing happening with when talking about shoplifting. It's like, well, it's the shop's fault because people can't afford what they want. It's like, it's capitalism's fault for making people desperate. And it's just totally nonsensical the way this worldview has been made so pervasive, and how it's just time and time again proven to be totally false. Well, again, I'm reading some of these quotes. You know, these ideas are the most practical and realistic way to address these widespread problems I've ever read. Jared's ability not only humanize the often faceless crisis of homelessness, but also bring dark and fantastical humor to the plot was candid and raw. I'm very excited to read this book. It's Crooked Smile, What It Took to Escape a Decade of Homelessness, Addiction, and Crime, available on Amazon. Jared Klickstein is my guest. JaredKlickstein.com, x.com/JaredKlickstein, @JaredKlickstein on X. In the final minute here, what would you have as a suggestion for people maybe that are watching this or have family members that were in the situation you were in before? What's the first step to get out of the mire?
Well, the first step, which my family did pretty well, was do not enable your family members. I mean, you can love them. You can offer to help them in any way as long as it's helping them get off drugs. I mean, the only thing that is helpful for a drug addict is to help them get off drugs. And if that means not sending them money, if that means not letting them in your house while they're on drugs, I mean, that's what that means. So
tough love.
Tough love is really the best path for this. Unfortunately, I mean, I know people that come from good families and they have a ton of money and they're just, you know, they're hitting their 40s and they've just been on and off heroin for 100%. 20 years.
Tough love could solve a lot of problems in this country. Yeah. Thanks for being with us, Jared. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Old Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hello,
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.